Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and Happy New Year. We are in 2025 and my guest here has a big smile on her face, and my guest today is Kara Paramba. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And I know you've been on the show before. You've been on the show under a couple of different positions, I should say, but you're current position is you're the Chief Quality Officer for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, correct?
Correct.
And so now, how long have you been in that position?
About 2 years.
Wow.
A little over 2 years,
actually, right
now. But I've worked for Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked for Wayne Memorial Hospital many years before that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lifer.
Yes, you are. You and me both, right? But I've been just under the hospital umbrella.
Right.
You have been under the hospital umbrella and the community health centers, which is, today's show, what I do want to talk about is, the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers has upgraded their medical system or their electronic health record, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And so we just want to kind of go over some of those points to our listeners today, because I hope most of our listeners are what we call part of our system, right? They either come see the hospital or they go to the community health centers. And now part of our, what I like to say, our clinical affiliates is Barnes Cason up in Susquehanna County. But we are different.
We are different.
Yeah. Right?
Yep. So Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, we're a federally qualified health center, which means that we get government funding to provide services to areas or people who may not otherwise be able to access those services. And our designation as an FQHC is because we're rural, as
mm-hmm.
everybody knows.
Right.
We live in a rural area. And so we have, money available to us to help serve our community to make sure that no one goes without health care.
Right. And that's really the key. And, the community health center started in 2007, again, as a result of a grant that was written, and it was, approved, thank goodness, for our area,
mm-hmm.
Because it helps people who have no insurance or are underinsured, although you take anyone within our community under that umbrella, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and we were born out of the hospital, but we are a separate organization, with separate requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of why we had to explore this whole new EHR system, because we really needed something that met all our federal reporting requirements, which are different than the hospital.
Right.
And so we're still affiliated, right? We still have a partnership. We work closely together.
Right.
We're just not on the same EHR.
Exactly. So what falls under the community health centers? Which practices, per se?
Yeah, so all of the primary care practices, for example, Homesdale Family, Highlands, Pinnacle, Forest City, there's a good number of them that I'm missing. The two dental sites, behavioral health, the four women's health locations, the four pediatric locations, podiatry, and then the three walk-in centers.
Right, falls under that umbrella, which is great. But again, we definitely work closely together. But again, what is different now is you have just launched your new EHR, electronic health record. I know you use so many acronyms, right, going along, but this is something that is in the medical world, right?
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about that and why it is so important that you made that upgrade, the community health centers.
Yeah, so we upgraded, moved our system to a system called eClinicalWorks. And what was occurring before is we actually had several different EHRs that we were using depending on specialty. So pediatrics had their own, dental had their own, primary care had their own. And what we did was take those and merge them into this one system. And that has tons of advantages for our patients, because we can all share information that's vital to care coordination and making sure that we're not duplicating services and that everyone is getting the care that they need at the right time in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us to just be able to coordinate that care a lot better.
Right. And now with the new system, to from you know, what we met. There's been plenty of meetings, right, with staff and education and all that is it really is designed to help streamline a lot of that patient experience, right? Including check-in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's huge, right? The amount of time that people spend during check-in, that our team spends during check-in, that we were spending manually inputting information that could come over electronically, was significant, right? And so when we went looking for EHRs, we thought, really, we need something that meets the times, mm-hmm. And that streamlines as many things as possible. And so one of the things that we really liked about the system was the check-in process. And so with the appointment reminders comes a link now. So our appointment reminders previously were like, press one if you're coming, press two if you need us to call you and you need to reschedule. Now it's click this link to confirm or cancel. And mm-hmm. so there's a link in the confirmation. And when you click on it, you have a couple options. So one option is that you can just tell us you're coming or you're not coming. Mm-hmm. And then if you want, you could stop there. That's okay. But if you are coming, it will give you the option to complete your check-in on your phone from the privacy and comfort of your own home, mm-hmm. Instead of having to do that in the waiting room of the office. And what we heard repeatedly from patients is that they didn't like having to say their address and their phone number and their personal information out loud, which is really vital that we ensure is correct when you come in for a visit so that the billing goes out correctly and we're calling you on the right phone number and all the things, right? And so patients really didn't want to do that in a waiting room full of people. Mm-hmm. And we just don't have the facilities to be able to isolate that. And so this solves that problem, right? Right. Because 5 days before the visit, you're going to get a text message. And at any point during that time, you can go in and you can check in and you can confirm your date of birth and your address and your phone number and all of those things, right? You know, from your house.
Mm-hmm. Right. And especially, you know, being the new year and implementing that, you know, some insurances change for people, right? So I do try to keep my insurance card, right? But if they're doing it at home and they get that text message, they can actually dig that insurance card out, right? And take a picture. Yeah. And that would be right downloaded into their chart, right?
Absolutely. And we can run insurance eligibility from there. So we'll know in advance whether or not there's a glitch that we need to take a look at. Mm-hmm. You can upload a picture of your driver's license so that we can ensure, you know, your identity ahead of time. That insurance card is super important. The other thing is that it's going to deploy questionnaires that are important for your clinical care ahead of time. So we screen every patient that comes in for depression, adult patients mm-hmm. for depression, which is really important, right? So we can help the people that need the help the most.
Right.
And it's gonna enable you to answer those questions ahead of time at home by yourself, right? Instead of doing that in that clinical situation where it's someone like that you might not really know and you don't really want to talk about it, and mm-hmm. like it allows you to kind of have the time to reflect on those questions as well.
Right. And again, which is just a great option for individuals, right? And then so when they do that check-in at home and they go at the window, you know, when they come up for the show for their appointment, that stuff is done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to come right into the system. So mm-hmm. if you made any changes to the demographics, like your address or anything, that's going to auto import right into mm-hmm. the system and update. So there's nothing that needs to be done there. The front desk can import those images, take a look at them, make sure everything looks okay. And then the clinical team can pull in those questionnaire answers. The other important thing is like, so if you do the check-in the first time that you get the confirmation, then the system is not going to send you those repeat confirmations. Mm-hmm. Because we are going to send one at 5 days, we're going to send one at 2 days, we're going to send an automated phone call at 1 day, and the day of the appointment, if you still haven't confirmed, we're going to text you again, right? Because we want to make sure people are coming to their visits,
right?
Because that's taking up a slot of someone else in the community who could need care urgently, right? And we could have put them in that slot, but when we have patients that don't show up, that takes up that slot. So mm-hmm. We're not trying to batter you.
No, but it makes the system work more smoothly,
right?
right? And we know things come up for individuals, right? And sometimes you make an appointment 3-6 months out, right? For a follow or whatever it may be. And all of a sudden you have a conflict now, right? So, you know, if you have to cancel, you can cancel 5 days in advance, right? And give someone else that opportunity to maybe get in if they need it, you know? And so that what you're just explaining about the check-in would come in through someone's cell phone, through a text message, correct?
Yep.
Now, I know I have to ask this, right? Because there are some people that may not, you know, be as advanced, or they may be nervous. There is an option when they come in for their appointment, correct? Yep. To do it on maybe an iPad, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing we want people to know is, like, the link is okay. I know it's different,
right?
But it is okay. And I know that we are in a society now that we kind of don't trust links that are sent to us. And I get that. Like, good job. Be diligent about that.
Right.
So we just wanted to come on and say, like, it's okay. It's supposed to be there. So do use that. The other option is that if you didn't have a chance to do that ahead of time, but you do have your phone with you and you feel comfortable on your phone when you come in that day, you can still use the link that's in the message if you still have it. If you don't, we have a QR code that you can scan with your phone, and you can do the check-in exactly the same way on that. If you don't have a phone, which sometimes people don't have cell phones, that's right. Okay. We have an iPad that you can use to check in that does the same thing as the phone. It's just a kind of a bigger screen, and you're doing it on the day of the visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if there are people that don't feel comfortable with that, or, you know, either of those options, we can, of course, still check you in the good old-fashioned way, right?
Right.
And that's okay, too, but, we just want to give people the option of streamlining it as much as possible and really addressing some of those issues that we knew were issues, like not wanting to say our address and our phone number out loud in a room full of people. Like, that's valid. We get it.
Right.
And so we're offering this solution.
Right. And I think that's really important, is like we're listening to our patients and our consumers, right? And we're trying to improve the system. And this is the whole process. And it's new to all of us. I mean, I'm sure it's very new to your staff, right? From the providers down to the medical assistants to the check-in people. Yeah. And so, you know, it does take maybe a couple more minutes extra in the beginning.
It does, yeah. And so what I want to say is, like, thank you to everyone who's been in since we went live, because we do know that we are a little slower than usual, right? The appointments are taking a little bit longer. Our availability has not been in as much to be able to get people in. And all of that is in the long-term vision of being able to increase access to care and to give you more availability to get in to see your providers, because they're not spending time doing the things that the computer system could do.
Exactly.
And so thank you for all of your patience. Please continue to offer that grace and that patience to our teams, because they are working really hard to take care of you.
Exactly. And again, I will say it's going to be even new to me, you know? I mean, as much as I work in the healthcare field, there's always changes for us, and it's sometimes hard.
Well, right. And I think it's important for us to acknowledge, like, as people, and not even in specifically to this situation, but that, like, new things are hard. That's okay.
Right.
Because it's a new thing.
Right.
And when you're learning the new thing, it's hard.
Right. And again, it's okay. But the bottom line is definitely it's to help better patient care overall, because, you know, once you do that check-in and, you know, for your doctor's appointment, you know, later on, what you're going to be hearing more about is the patient portal, right?
Right. And the check-in does take a little longer in the beginning, because we are asking you to sign new consent forms, or asking you to validate all that information that was in there before. There are definitely things the first time that are going to take longer and require that patience. But then the next time you come in, we're just going to say, does this all look good? And there's literally a button at the bottom of the page that says, looks good. You move on to the next thing, looks good. And all I have to do is keep clicking the button. And so it's going to get much easier.
Right.
But yes, the patient portal is something we're really excited about, because it's going to offer the ability for patients to access us much more efficiently. It's going to give us the ability to communicate communicate lab results and imaging results, and mm-hmm. so that you can see your upcoming appointments, pay bills, you know, all the really important things that require a phone call now, where you're waiting on hold and you're pushing one and you're pushing three and is somebody going to pick up, and like mm-hmm. it's just streamlined. Certainly if you have an urgent concern, we still want you to call and use the phone and, you know, call our on-call service if it's after hours. That's always available. Mm-hmm. But for those non-urgent concerns, like, the portal is a really good way to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I will say, you know, the hospital, we have our hospital and we have our physician specialty services, and I just set up my portal because they just went to a new, you know, EHR as well. And I set up, and it was wonderful because my last appointment notes were in there. If I had a question, I could ask the doctor, and as opposed to sitting on hold or trying to get a message and stuff like that. So it was definitely more convenient. So, I mean, from personal speaking, and again, I don't always do well with change like many of us, but I'm trying because I think it's very important that we try it as well, to help share and help alleviate some of that concerns for our patients and consumers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And access to your health information is the thing that gives us the ability to make sure that we're active participants in our health.
Right.
And that is so important.
Exactly.
You should be the driver of your own health. And when you know things, then you can do that.
Right. Well, Kara, I think, you know, the information you provided to our listeners today is so valuable and so important. So I want to thank you so much for joining the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kanaya, Community Relations Manager for Waymo Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.